Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff in for Alan Chartok today. Well, next Wednesday, December 19th, Time Magazine will announce its Person of the Year for 2012 via Twitter and online at their website as the issue goes to press. This year is the Time is also asking readers to check in online in a poll to see who they think should be the Person of the Year. The poll includes the likes of Daily Show host Jon Stewart, Korean crossover pop star Psy, American Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas, and in first place, thanks to some wiseacres on the internet, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Today we want to know who your Person of the Year is. Maybe it's the president, maybe it's your favorite actor or actress, or maybe it's the mailman, the neighbor, your neighbor's pet, or a thing. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You could tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop as well. I say thing because a couple of times Time has named things as the so-called Person of the Year. A computer in the early 80s, 82 maybe. The planet Earth was also a Person of the Year. And there have been notable, I mean, it's not really a, you don't have to be a really good person to get it. There have been a number of times. I think Stalin won it twice in the 30s and in the 40s. Hitler was the man of the year in 1938. Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979. So I think that the Time editors are quick to point out that it's not a popularity contest. It's, you know, who is most noteworthy and newsworthy. 1-800-348-2551. Getting to things, I mean, it could be, I don't even know if it's on this list. I have the list of the nominees. But, I mean, how about the wireless device? That's everywhere now, right? If the computer in 1982 was the man or person of the year, then how about the wireless device, the iPad, the iPod, whatever? Who's your Person of the Year? 1-800-348-2551. Most every president gets on the list, usually the first year he is elected. The only three who didn't make the list, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Gerald Ford. Those are the only three that didn't get in. President Obama made it. Last year, it was, I believe, the protester in recognition of, you know, all the Occupy protests that were going on. So we shall see. Let's go to the phones. We go to Jason and Troy. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, I vote for Honey Boo Boo Child. I think that show is great.
All right. Why don't you explain to those who don't know who Honey Boo Boo is, explain to us briefly cleanly who that is.
She's a really cute kid that lives down south with her mom and her down-home country family, and they make sketty, and they have a lot of fun together, and they're not rich people, but I think it's a good, you know, show, and it shows, you know, rural, average, poor white people, and I think it's hilarious.
And what channel is that on? I know, I've heard people talk about it. I've seen pictures of Honey Boo Boo.
TLC, the Learning Channel.
Why would that be on the Learning Channel? I do not know.
Well, they're all reality now. All those channels, like A&E, they're all reality now.
Yeah. So, well, all right, so we'll put you down as a vote for Honey Boo Boo. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good one. 1-800-348-2551 is the phone number. 1-800-348-2551. Penny in Massachusetts. Hi, Penny. You're on.
Hi. Thank you. I have a nominee from recent current events.
Okay.
The New York City cop who provided the boots to the homeless guy on the sidewalk.
Wow. That's a great one. You know, that's a really good one. Although I heard that the next week he didn't have those boots anymore.
But that doesn't change the character of the cop.
Agreed. I don't think he made the list. I think the voting was closed, but that's a good write-in. Thank you, Penny. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
By 1-800-348-2551, Time Man of the Year or Person of the Year. They changed it from Man of the Year in the late 90s to Person of the Year, which makes more sense because even though it was called the Man of the Year, going way back into the 30s, I think, there were Women of the Year, and I don't know why they didn't change it back then. Let's go to Abigail in Kingston. Abigail, you're on.
Yes, Amy Goodman, who is a radio person on WBAI.
Why, though?
Hosts the program because she tells the truth to power all the time.
Okay.
And she's been doing it for many, 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 many years.
All right.
And she should get it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Abigail. We
bye.
Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Time Magazine's website has the list, the full list of the candidates. Alec Baldwin's on the list. Not, he wouldn't be, you know, my first choice. I, you know, maybe he gets in the top 100. Andrew Cuomo's on the list. Let's see who else is on here. A lot of people I don't know. Foster the People, a pop group with exactly one hit. Let's go to Anina in Avril Park. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to suggest that the 47% should be People of the Year.
Now, that's very clever. Very clever. Referring to Mitt Romney's ill-fated comments, eh?
Precisely. I think it determined the election.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, all right, thank you. That's a good vote. I appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is our phone number. Time Person of the Year will be unveiled next week, I believe next Wednesday. Who else is on here? Well, let's see. The list of 100 nominees, Ashton Kutcher or Lady Gaga. Well, okay, all right. You know, the Beatles never made it. 1964, you figure they would have been the number one. But that year, I think it was Lyndon Johnson. Let me look at the list here. Yeah, Lyndon Johnson won it in 64. The Beatles never made it. The Baby Boomers in 1966. Middle Americans, also referred to as the Silent Majority, in 1969. Richard Nixon, I believe, won it a couple of times. Jimmy Carter's on there in 1976. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Who is your person of the year? Could be a thing, too. You know, the computer. 1982. Let's go to, is it Ken or Con?
Con.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for talking to me. I'd like to say that I wholeheartedly support whoever just said Amy Goodman.
Ah.
I think that's a great candidate.
All right, that's two votes. All right.
I'd also like to mention Bradley Manning would be somebody that I would consider, mainly because there's so little awareness out there, it seems, of his predicament and the things that he's done.
I wonder, you know, that's a good question. I wonder if the guy who started WikiLeaks is on there.
That would be interesting to know, yeah.
The print is so small, and it would take me a while to go through this entire list, but I'll check it out for you perhaps at the break. Thanks for the call. Let's go to somebody. And we'll find out who in a moment as the piece of paper comes our way. It is Jennifer in Poughkeepsie. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
I would like to vote for the unemployed.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
I think the economy, the way that it is, and everybody that's struggling, I mean, who's done more for their family than somebody who's unemployed and working to make ends meet, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. In fact, you know, there's precedent for that, as we just said. There are the baby boomers, the silent majority, the protester won last year. So that makes a lot of sense. Jennifer, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. I think this is one of those shows that if you keep calling, we'll get you in because these are quick answers. So, of course, the only danger is that people stop calling eventually. And then Zach, what do we do? Well, luckily, we go to Ken in Catskill. Ken, you're on.
Yeah, the fiscal cliff.
Oh, that's good. Do you think we go over the fiscal cliff in a month or so?
I think we will.
What happens then?
Your guess is as good as mine.
maybe we won't be able to afford the magazine come this time next year.
We'll see.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Yep. 1-800-348-2551. It's Sarah in East Nassau. Sarah, you're on.
Hi. I would like to nominate Nate Silver.
Okay.
I don't think there's been anybody quite like him come along in a very long time, and it certainly returns the country to something called arithmetic.
Well, he can sure crunch those numbers, eh?
And I would say, just for a generic Man of the Year, Nate Silver, but I also agree with the previous caller about Bradley Manning. Just not enough people know about his situation at all.
Yeah, he's been in the news somewhat over the last week because his lawyers say, well, listen, he's been in solitary for so long that these charges, you know, it's cruel and inhumane, and we need to throw these charges out. That's still being litigated as we speak.
Yeah, and it's been years. How long has he been in?
Well, it seems like years, but has it been more than a year?
Yeah, it's been, but just tally up the solitary.
Yeah.
What person could withstand that? Yeah. But anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Sarah, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. Time unveils its Man of the Year. Next Wednesday, we're giving you a chance to, you know what? It could be anybody you want. Anybody you want on the list here. Dave in Pittsfield. Dave.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I'd like to nominate the Pakistani girl that was shot because she supported education and women's rights.
And talked about it. I mean,
Right. Yeah, she, you know, if she's not person of the year, she should be at least recognized as a woman of courage.
Boy, I'm with you 100%, and that's a great choice, too. I tell you what, Zach, let's take a break here. 1-800-348-2551. Back to your calls in a moment. We will talk more about your person of the year for 2012.
Support for WAMC comes from St. George's School, Clifton Park, New York, a private elementary school offering full-day academic programs to kindergarten and first-grade students, stgeorgecp.org. Stories Nursery, Freehold, New York, featuring New York State-grown Christmas trees, poinsettias, and homemade wreaths, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4, storiesnursery.com. And East Heaven Hot Tubs and Paradise Spa in Northampton, Massachusetts, offering private hot tub room rentals with indoor or outdoor rooftop tubs. Massage for couples and individuals, eastheaven.com for reservations.
See, Bill McKibben's on the list of 100 nominees in the poll. The Time editors will have the final say on the person of the year. Vladimir Putin, Rick Santorum is on the list, Ron Paul, Michael Phelps is on the list. See, Bruce Springsteen. I would imagine Bruce Springsteen's on there probably every year for the last 30 years or so. Back to the phones we go at 1-800-348-2551. And Judy in Montreal. Judy, hi.
Hi. Just as I picked up the phone, I heard someone nominate Nate Silver, which is what I was going to do, and the reasons are two. First of all, he showed that facts matter. He showed us all. And secondly, I think because of Nate Silver's polls, the 47% could check in and then be able to sleep at night.
And you know, the amazing thing about that guy is he was on the money. You know? Are you still with us? Yeah, so
I am.
I'm with you there. Thanks, Judy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sulla in Olive Bridge. You're on.
Hey there, Ray. How are you? Thanks for the taking my call, rather.
Nice to have you here. Who's on
well,
your list?
Of course, you had to mention Bill McKibben before I nominated him, but I had a feeling he was going to be popular because his cause is huge, right?
Right, absolutely.
Only Mother Earth and all of us.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, the planet Earth won it about 10 or 12 years ago, so that would be a good follow-up there. And
right, there you go.
Well, thanks
a
lot.
And, hey, you guys honoring him, too, or he is honoring you since he's at the Egg, you know, as part of your fund drive.
Absolutely. So, are you going?
Pretty huge. I hope to be going, yes.
Cool. Well, thanks, Sol. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Julian Assange, you know, founder of WikiLeaks.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been
up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
And I've been trying to
go
through the list here. And again, my eyesight is bad and the print is small, but I don't see him yet on this. He's got to be on there in the top 100.
Jeweler's
right?
Optic. That's what you need, a jeweler's optic.
That's a great idea. Well, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. 1-800-348-2551. Who's your person of the year? Love to know. Alan out today. I'm filling in here. And we batted it around a little bit today, and we thought this might be a fun topic for you. Tom in Woodstock. Tom, you're up.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. So the previous caller called before and wanted to nominate the unemployed, and I'd like to applaud that person and expand upon that.
Okay.
There are not only millions of unemployed people in this country right now, there are millions upon millions of working poor, people who are working 10 to 12 hours a day, barely making ends meet. I'd like to nominate the 150 million poor and working poor people in this country.
That's a great choice, Tom. Thank you. We go to Tim in Del Mar. Is it Tim?
Yes.
How are you? Welcome aboard.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'd like to nominate the Maya culture.
Oh, is this because of the calendar?
Yeah, because they're in a lot of people's minds.
So, I mean, what do you think? Do we only have a couple of weeks left, or are we going to be okay?
I think nobody knows, and that's why they're on everybody's minds.
Absolutely. It's funny. We did Brad Cornelius produces this show with Katie and others in the newsroom called The Academic Minute. And we had a professor on, I think he was from the University of Texas, and he talked about the Mayan calendar. And I watched the web trends on our site. That particular module had thousands of people from all over the world checking it out. So you're right. It's on everybody's minds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Tim.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yep. 1-800-348-2551. We may set a record for most calls in one program because the answers are fairly quick. We go to Martha in Greenfield. Martha.
Hi. I would like to nominate Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. She may be, she may be on that. In fact, there she is. She is on the list,
okay.
Right above George Clooney, if you're scoring at home.
Well, those are both good choices for different reasons.
Well, all right, Martha. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye. All right, so Hillary Clinton is on the list, and Martha's also partial to George Clooney. 1-800-348-2551. Maggie in Hancock. Maggie, you're on.
Hey, I'd like to nominate Roseanne DeMauro, and she is the president of National Nurses United.
Okay.
And she's leading the movement for 2,700,000 nurses to take back our health care system. In fact, they're marching now in Michigan over that right to work protest. So
right.
Jobs for dignity, Wall Street to Main Street, financial transaction tax. I mean, it's just not bedside nursing that she's protecting. But we are absolutely under siege as nurses, and she is united nursing internationally and nationally. She's the bomb.
Are you a nurse?
I am a nurse.
So how many hours a week do you work?
You know what? I have one of those same jobs where I only work 32 to 40 hours a week.
And there's no mandatory overtime? You're not in a hospital then?
I am in a hospital.
There's no mandatory overtime?
It's illegal in the state of Massachusetts now, and that is a huge push by unions, by National Nurses United and Massachusetts Nursing Association. Mandatory overtime is illegal in the state of Massachusetts.
All right. Hey, Maggie, thanks a lot, and good luck. Thanks for weighing in. The Time Person of the Year comes up on Wednesday, giving you your chance to weigh in. Doesn't have to be anybody famous. You know, if the kid who walks your dog is your person of the year, well, that's fine, too. 800-348-2551. Craig in Middlebury, Vermont is on. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have an interesting nominee. Bearing in mind that Time will award the person of the year to people who have a negative impact as well as a positive impact, I'd like to nominate climate change deniers for the tremendous impact they have had in worsening our situation globally.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you make a point. Thank you. We go to Joe in Waynesboro. Joe, you're on.
Yes, I have both a kind of a positive and a negative. I think from a positive standpoint, SEAL Team 6.
Yeah.
And negative, I'm thinking, unfortunately, would probably be the Syrian President Assad for what he's been doing the past year.
And, I got to tell you, Bashar Assad is on the list.
That's what I'm afraid that's going to be.
I do think, though, when's the last time someone with really a negative was about in the late 70s? And I think most of the time now, it's been someone who has done something at least seen as positive by a large number. So if I was a betting man, I would not put my money on Assad for Wednesday.
I'm hoping not to. I think there are much more positive influences that we need to have and share with in our country and throughout the world, more positive influences instead of negative. I don't think we should highlight them or give them any honor in any forum for that.
I agree, and there's enough negativity. With the Internet, you can have negativity 24/7, 365. Joe, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. We go to Kitty in Scroon Lake. Hi, Kitty. How's the weather in Scroon Lake today?
It's beautiful. The sun just came out, and it's wonderful.
Good. Who's your person of the year?
My person of the year is my hero, Dennis Kucinich.
Yep.
In his last term as one of the finest legislators of my lifetime.
What's he going to do after he's done with that?
I don't know, but it'll be something good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kitty. We appreciate it. Let's go over to Don in Great Barrington. Hiya, Don.
Hello.
What is happening?
It's somebody that we never hear about anymore. The election is over, and the poor guys and gals are over there dying for us. I nominate the service person of not only our country, but of all of the forces involved over there. And that goes for the Middle Eastern forces, too. People are dying around the world for us, and we worry about all the other stuff. Thanks very much, sir.
Don, thank you very much, as always, for checking in. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Time unveils its Person of the Year on a week from tomorrow. I guess today's Tuesday, right? Yeah. And some of the notables, well, we heard about the three presidents who didn't make the list, but all the other ones made it. Bill Clinton made it twice, and there have been a couple on there, including Joseph Stalin, who made it twice, oddly enough. You'd think they would have learned their lesson the first time, but apparently not. Keith in Albany. Keith, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to nominate Usain Bolt, the fastest man on Earth.
Ah, very fast indeed. And, you know, did you sit and watch the entire Olympics this summer?
Yes, I did.
It was pretty exciting.
And I'm a Jamaican also, so, you know, I'm in for it.
So you're biased a little bit.
No. He's really good. He's really fast.
No doubt about it. Keith, thanks a lot. And 1-800-348 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. It's Sylvia's turn. Sylvia in Hillsdale, you're on.
Thank you. I wanted to nominate Malala because I think Malala has demonstrated to the world that they need to appreciate the fact that they may have more access to education for their young girls and women.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that very much. We are keeping the calls fairly brief here and getting as many in as we can. You nominate your person for Person of the Year. It's Glenn in Albany. Glenn.
Hey, that was fast.
Hey, man.
I nominate the obese child.
Okay. And you give us your reasons.
Well, because it's an epidemic. I think it deserves some awareness, and I think it's a symbol of a lot of the problems that we have, and it's also a symbol of Western civilization decline.
Interesting. That would be one that would certainly wake people up. Thanks a lot, Glenn. We appreciate it. Sean in Albany. Sean, you're on.
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I would like to actually nominate an organization, the entire worldwide organization of the Gnostic Society.
What is this now?
It's the organization of the Gnostic Society. It's
okay,
a worldwide organization.
So this is knowledge? This is arcane knowledge?
This is actually an organization that helps to bring wisdom, knowledge to us, actually.
So the Rosicrucians and whatnot?
Not necessarily Rosicrucians. No, we're part of the contemporary Gnostics.
Okay.
Originally started this time around by Master Samael, mm-hmm. But one of the first original teachers actually was the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped to change my life in so many ways that it's absolutely unbelievable. I've been involved with them for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And everything in my life has changed. In such a way that my wife and I are leaving soon to go open up our own center.
Oh, really? Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, this sort of thing always intrigues me, and maybe on another program we can talk more about it. Sean, thanks a lot. And we have a couple here from Facebook. Aaron on Facebook says, Governor Chris Christie for not letting the Republicans bully him after Sandy to promote the parties working together in the interest of the people. Kelly on Facebook says, I would nominate WAMC. I believe your dedication to integrity and good entertainment has enriched our region and set the standard for public radio. Well, that's very nice, Kelly. Thank you very much. I second the nomination. You can check in on WAMC Facebook. That's facebook.com/WAMC radio. You can also tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or call us at 800-348-2551. Jesse in New Paltz. Jesse, you're on.
Hey, I was hoping to nominate the student movement from Quebec. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, tell us.
It didn't get a lot of news coverage here, but it certainly did in the BBC and in Canada.
Okay.
And they actually won after over 200 days in a row of protesting in the streets of Quebec against austerity cuts, namely against education.
Yep.
They actually managed to win, and they had over 400,000 people in the streets, which is over a third of the population of the city multiple times. So
wow. So, I mean, what did
heard
they...
heard a lot about the...
What did they win?
Well, they kept the tuition from being increased. I believe they actually managed to get it cut, and there are a couple other sort of details about the way the educational system was being funded and run.
All right, well, that's
in Quebec. And their tuition is actually already much lower than than ours here in the United States. So you heard a lot about the protests here, and it seems like people think that not a lot came of it, but elsewhere around the globe, they succeed. So.
Jesse, cool. Thanks a lot. And, you know, we have so many interesting angles here that certainly not on the list of 100, and that's why our listeners are so insightful. Phyllis in Rhinebeck. Phyllis, you're up.
Hello. I'd like to nominate climate change.
Okay.
Because of the drought in the Midwest and Hurricane Sandy and floods in New York City, and I think it's you know, it's time that they acknowledge climate change.
Well, Bill McKibben's on the list on the
well,
final 100.
This is weather. It's not a person. It's weather.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Phyllis. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. Ed in Saratoga. Ed.
Yes, I'd like to nominate our ambassador to Libya. I don't know if he's been nominated.
Our late ambassador to Libya, yes.
Late ambassador to Libya,
yeah,
yes.
That's a
real tragedy, and I don't think the full facts have yet been disclosed.
No, and hopefully they will be someday, very soon. Ed, thanks a lot. Let's go to Tara in Rosendale. Tara.
Hello. I'd like to nominate Alan Chartok.
Yay, Dr. Alan Chartok. What's
three main great reasons, but there are many more. A, he pushes civic knowledge on your local government and what's going on in your own country. B, he promotes people like Pete Seeger and how that you can get involved in the Clearwater and how that also helps you get involved in your own country.
Right.
And three, just sense of community. He makes a sense of community, and he makes an intelligent sense of community.
And four, he's
where
a good
everybody
guy.
Everybody with different thoughts can all be together and conglomerate and make this a community.
I dig
and
it.
Dr. Alan Chartok and all of his people, and that includes you, Ray.
Hey, Tara, thanks a lot. And I would say number four, he's a good guy. And number five, nobody gives me a harder time than Alan Chartok, and I respect the heck out of that. Tara, thanks a lot.
Bye.
800-348-2551. Vince in Mechanicville. Vince, you're up.
Hi, I'd like to nominate Karl Rove. His meltdown on Fox News is one of the funniest things I saw all year. And on top of that, it shows that money, big money, can't buy the election win.
You know, I got to say, I've heard everybody talk about it and laugh about it. I didn't see it. I'm sure it's on YouTube. It was that good, huh?
It was funny when he sent a reporter down to make sure that the facts were correct, and he could not believe that he had lost the election. I think that's part of what happened with the whole election, that they kind of believed that they were going to win, even though everybody else, including Nate Silver, said it wasn't going to happen.
Well, you know, it's well known that regardless of what political stripe you are, if you're that invested into it, you will drink the Kool-Aid and believe whatever you want to believe. We've seen it time and again. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. It's, let's see, who are we on here? Let's go to Michael in Sparrowbush. Michael?
Sparrowbush,
how
yeah.
are you?
Okay. I have two nominations. The first one is Hurricane Sandy,
yep.
Which I think awakened us all to the potential of devastating weather.
Yep.
And my second nomination is Queen Elizabeth II.
Who, why?
Because I just think it's something that this woman has been on the throne for 60 years. She can't retire. You know, she's with this job 24 hours a day. And to somebody who's that old, still going strong like that, I have to give it to her. They've had their problems, but she carries on like she said she would.
Yep. All right. That's a good one, too. Let's go to Bertha in Schenectady. Hiya, Bertha.
Hi. I would like to nominate the Occupy movement for pointing out the level of inequality in our society today.
Okay, I think the protester and by proxy the Occupy movement won last year. But you give it to him again, eh?
Okay.
Bertha, thanks a lot.
Okay.
1-800-348-2551. Let's get a couple of more in here before the next break. We go to Andrea in Niskayuna. Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I would like to nominate those who are suffering with chronic illnesses through no fault of their own, who have had the most terrible degradation, deprivation, hideous, horrible consequences because they can't get insurance. And I know it's going to be remedied at some point, but their suffering needs to be recognized. And I think the tragedy, the biggest tragedies of this country has been that we've ignored this for so long and took too long to get it done. And it's still a contentious issue that, in my mind, has pitfalls that may not be resolvable. So to me, especially in the holiday season, those suffering people out there without insurance who have lost everything, I think we owe them. We owe them as a society, as human beings. That's my nomination.
Thank you, Andrea. That's a very thoughtful call. We appreciate it. Donal in Poughkeepsie, you're on.
Hi, I'd like to nominate the Rolling Stones for still rocking after 50 years.
Now, do you think that they still, have you seen them recently?
I haven't seen them in about 6 years. No.
Okay, so, you know, I remember being online to see the Stones in 1981. They were on the Tattoo U tour, but it was an old tour.
Yeah, it was the Tattoo U tour.
And they were playing in Buffalo, and I waited online at the Palace Theater in Albany for tickets, and they ran out about two people away from me at the box office, and I never saw them, and now I just can't see spending all that money to see these guys at this point. I wonder if they still have it.
You know, I might not spend all that money now, but speaking of the 81 tour, I was 12 years old. Yeah. I actually got tickets. My mother wouldn't let me go, and I didn't talk to her for about a month.
Well, that's
she just didn't get it.
Well, I hope, you know, you'll see them on Thursday. The Hurricane Sandy relief concert is going to be on TV on about 30 channels, by the way. And the Stones have signed on, and whoever's left of the Who, and McCartney, and Springsteen. So you'll see them on Thursday. Let's take a break, Mr. Zach. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Who's your person of the year? Got one open line right now.
Support for WAMC comes from Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham providing individual career guidance, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, resume and cover letter writing, careersintransitionllc.com. Cafe Capriccio offering private catering for groups of 10 to 40 and escorted tours to Tuscany, locations in Albany and Saratoga Springs, cafecapriccio.com for reservations. Hildene, the Lincoln Family Home, Manchester, Vermont. Featuring a 1912 Christmas in the historic home for the month of December, open daily year-round, 9:30 to 4:30, hildene.org. And Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, a holistic retreat center in the Berkshires, offering personal R&R retreats and professional trainings, kripalu.org.
I'm just looking over the list here, the 100 that were voted online. Final 100. I hope Times editors are on their guard. Eli Manning's on the list. Now, I'm a huge Giants fan, mind you. I think he's great. But person of the year? Well, I hope Time, the people who work over there, have their wits about them. 1-800-348-2551. Dave in Bloomingdale, you're on.
Hey, Ray, I'd like to nominate my wife.
Nice. And why?
She's gotten me to 60 years old. And she makes me glad I'm a guy. And last but not least, I hope she's listening.
You know what, man? I could not agree with you more. I think your wife is fantastic, too. No, I think my wife is fantastic. And that's really nice. And if she's not listening, call me. I'll get you the audio clip. Maybe you get out of the doghouse for a little while. All right? Thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Yep.
800-348-2551. Yes, our spouses. Very good. Very good idea. Chris in Albany. Chris.
Yes, I'd like to, I'm going to throw on the list the Women's Religious Group in the Roman Catholic Church and all who support them. They're fighting for ordination of women into the priesthood in the Roman Catholic Church and fighting the Vatican and Rome. Tooth and claw. I vote for them.
Interesting. Now, with all that has gone on in the world, this obviously means a lot to you. Why is that important to you?
But because Roman Catholic Church is behind the way behind the curve of equal rights for women. A long time, centuries ago, women were priests in the Roman Catholic Church. They're pretending it never happened. We need to get into the 21st century and treat women as equals.
Very interesting call, Chris. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Another Chris. We go to Chris in Amherst. Chris, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to nominate Tom Hartman in Progressive Radio.
Okay.
Just for having the courage to have an alternative voice out there. And on top of that, it's just it's like going to a college class every time he's on, you know, the scope of his knowledge and whatnot. So I super appreciate him and think his role is very important in the world. And I know he's got, you know, millions of viewers, so he is having an impact.
Well, good. Chris, thanks. That's a cool call. Let's go to Chuck in Mechanicville. Chuck.
Hey, I'd like to nominate three people.
Go.
Who highly deserve it. General Storman Norman Schwarzkopf, General Stanley McChrystal, and General David Petraeus.
You know, even given what has transpired with Petraeus now?
Right.
I wonder. Go ahead.
They've given their entire lives to our freedoms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm looking on the list here to see if Storm and Norman got it in the early 90s, but no, George H.W. Bush did, but I don't see General Schwarzkopf on there. But thank you for the call, Chuck. I appreciate it. Let's go to Lauren in Cobleskill. Oh, you got to turn the radio down a little bit, okay? Turn that radio right on down.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to nominate Facts as the thing of the year.
What is it now?
Fact? Yes, F-A-C-T-S.
Okay.
Sort of piggybacking off previous callers talking about Nate Silver and the election and the power that information had in shaping the public opinion.
Yeah. Well, facts are good, you know, as long as people are there to properly analyze it. Yeah, Lauren, thanks a lot. Let's go to Bruce in Ulster. Bruce.
Yeah, I'd like to create a collage.
Okay.
And I'd like to take a photo of the most serial rapist that we could get. And on each side of the serial rapist, put the two senators, I guess one from Indiana, all one right. from Missouri.
Okay.
And in the background, Romney and the vice president and Karl Rove and Citizens United.
I see. Yeah, thank you for not going over the edge, by the way. I had my finger on the 7-second delay, but I get your point. Thanks a lot, Bruce. Let's go to Dan in Roxbury. Dan.
Yeah, hi. My suggestion for Person of the Year is Bernie Sanders, a frequent guest on your show.
Absolutely.
From Vermont, because it shows you that there are politicians now who still care and care for the middle class and the poor. I wish he would run for president. It's nice to have a politician in office who really has a conscience.
Well, if he's listening, maybe he'll sign you up as his campaign chief.
Yeah, I'd love to. He's a great man.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot. Yeah. Appreciate the call. We go over to Charles in Middletown. Charles, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to nominate the relief workers.
Okay, for Sandy?
Sandy and everything, even like, you know, the people that went down to Occupy Wall Street and they manned the medical tents and the food tents, and the guys like that went down for, and girls that went down for Sandy that, you know, gave up their own holidays and their own comfort and warmth of their homes to go help people that they don't even know for nothing more than just helping people that need help.
And they're still doing it today in our neck of the woods. So,
and I know, and I come from that Breezy Point area, and I've been down there, and I've seen it. And I've seen these people, young and old, and, you know, they're just, nobody needs for anything down there if you know, they need something, the people are there to help them.
Yeah.
And they could be sitting at home in their own houses, preparing for their own Christmases, and this is more important to them, and they need to be thanked. Just,
you know,
as well as the soldiers.
I could not agree with you more. That is a great call. 1-800-348-2551. One open line. 1-800-348-2551. We're moving as quickly as we can with your nomination for a Person of the Year. Time Magazine will unveil its Person of the Year on Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, December 19th. It'll be all over the internet, and everybody will be talking about it. And you get your nominations in here. Let's go over to... Is it Charles in Middletown, or did we just talk to Charles? Who is this?
I have the wrong number.
Hi, who is this?
You're not the radio station?
Yes, I am. And who are you?
Oh, well, I'm Ellen Steinmaker from from Rhinebeck.
Oh, well then, hello, you're on the air.
Oh,
You bypassed our screening, and I thought you were Charles in Middletown, which you are decidedly not.
Well, no, I don't know how that happened.
That's okay. Who's your person of the year?
Volunteers. I don't think we could get along without them.
Yeah, and who's your favorite volunteer where you are?
Well, library, I suppose.
Library volunteer. Where are you calling from?
Rhinebeck.
Rhinebeck. Well, thank you very much for weighing in. We appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. I suppose we better take Charles' piece of paper off the glass here at some point. Let's go to Jeff in Chester, if that is in fact who you are, sir.
It is Jeff.
How are you?
Listen, I'm a little sad that I'm not going to be the person of the year anymore. Because
you were the protester?
Because I was the protester. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I think it had a big effect on this last presidential election that the Occupy Wall Street movement put the term of the unequal income in our minds. And I think that's one reason that Romney was rejected, because, you know, here it is, Thurston Howell III, you know, running against, you know,
yeah,
President Obama. So I really think that they had made a good choice last year, even though a lot of people didn't think so.
Hey man, thanks for the Gilligan's Island reference. We appreciate that. Jeff, thanks a lot. We appreciate the call. Let's see. Ryan on Facebook says, I would nominate the United States Congress for continually not being able to compromise and reach agreement. Melanie on Facebook says, I would nominate Vandana Shiva for standing up against Monsanto and for promoting food rights in the face of globalization and climate change. There's still about 10 minutes left. You can also check in on Facebook at facebook.com/WAMC Radio or tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. Back to the phones we go. D.E. question mark in Springfield. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. And thank you so much for the program.
You're welcome.
I would like to recognize the organic farmers and small gardeners and community gardeners that are trying to provide nutritious food for us.
It's a good movement, and you can even do it in your own backyard. Do you do organic farming?
I kind of support my friends and neighbors who are doing that.
Good for you. Good for you, and a great call.
And I think it's wonderful, because I just really have limited tolerance for stuff that has no nutritive value that's been labeled food.
Mm. Well, you make a point. Let's go to, is it Rutherford? Who's calling? Hello?
How are you?
All right, we got a bad connection there. We go to Barry in Scotia. Barry, you're on.
Hi. I'd like to nominate the people who started the Arab Spring for starting a movement that may do more to change the world, and I think is also a great step toward democracy. And my second choice would be Aref and Hossein. These are two guys who have spent the last 8 years in jail in this area, and they should remind us that there were millions, hundreds of thousands of more victims to 9/11 than the 3,000 people who died here in the U.S.
Barry, thank you very much. We go to Susan in Great Barrington. Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi. Okay, I would like to speak out for the Palestinian peoples. That would not be the leadership or the people making the some horrific decisions there, but the people who suffered so much and humiliation, homelessness, violence that they lived through. Okay. So I'd like to people think of them, and also would like to nominate Gabrielle Giffords, who I feel is a martyr to help us wake up to violence of guns. Just one more martyr to that wake us up there.
All right. Susan, thank you. Let's go to John in Albany. Person of the year today, John, who's yours?
Bashir al-Assad.
Bashir al-Assad, really? And why?
And I choose him because on a national or international level, I see him as the embodiment of the concept of the a la Florida stand your ground laws, because usually it is the innocent and the unarmed that winds up dead, no matter how you look at it.
Mm. Okay, you make a point. John, thank you. We go to Jenny in Burlington. Jenny, you're on.
Hi. I don't know if I have her name right, but I'd like to nominate the young lady from Pakistan, I think it's Malala, who demonstrated the most courage at such a young age. It's incredible.
Yeah, and you're I think the second or third to nominate her, and that is a what a story that is. You know, it's hard to even imagine that it's real. Yes. Well, I see you get my point. Diana in Montague. Diana, you're on.
Oh, great. I also want to nominate Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Bill Moyers and his wife, who came out of retirement to do the Moyers and Company PBS show, which brings people in from the whole spectrum to talk about what happened to the country's economic during the downturn.
Mm-hmm.
I also, Cesar Millan, he has brought good dog caring and training so that people don't have out-of-control dogs. And finally, I think Wall Street and Company should be on there as, you know, a negative influence, because they actually caused the downturn of the whole world economy. And that's what I'm for.
All right. Well, thank you for your points. I appreciate it very much. Time releasing its person of the year, but it doesn't have to be a person. The computer has won. Planet Earth has won. Groups of people, the baby boomers have won. Middle Americans, what they call the silent majority. The protester won last year. So it could be a person, a group of people, a thing. And we're looking for your person or people or things today. Dan in Scotia. Dan, you're on.
Hi. I'd like to nominate Mitt Romney.
Okay, why?
I think against great obstacles, he received only 2.8% less of the popular vote, which I think in a lot of people's minds dispels the idea of a mandate for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in what he stands for in many ways. He seems like a very decent individual.
Would you vote for, if he ran again? He doesn't seem, I don't know how old he is, but he doesn't seem like he's that long in the tooth. If he ran again, would you be supportive of that?
Yes, I would. I mean, I think he's around 60 years old. You think about this, also another point on this. If we were talking about the poll data, you know, a 2.8%, that would be a statistical tie, you know, whenever we talked about poll data.
Right.
But I would vote for him again.
Right, hey,
I would rather have a different vice presidential nominee.
All right, fair enough. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to the next caller, and I'm not sure who it is. I think we're getting off here now. That was Dan we just spoke to? Okay. I know. I apologize to you, because we've had so many fast calls that it's been a busy day for you, our call screener. Let's go to Victor in Saugerties. Victor, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to nominate a man whose name's Tom Calora, who's the equivalent of Steve Jobs in neuroscience.
Okay.
This man designed a software program that shows you the brain functioning in three dimensions, just very similar to a live MRI.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you then applied stimulus, you would see the reaction of that stimulus?
Exactly. He did a little pilot research study, and he showed some pictures of people who were, he gave them pleasant pictures and then another picture of somebody who suffered from obesity, and mm-hmm. even though the person didn't want to admit how ugly it looked there, certain areas in the midbrain lit up in red, and it was just a fascinating study.
Well, that's good, and that's certainly a new one for our list. Thanks a lot, Victor. Let's go now. Hopefully, we have a better connection. Is it Rutherford in Milan?
Yes, just like Rutherford B. Hayes, our old president.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much. Look, I would like very much to nominate a great American named Peter Zotos.
Okay.
He is a man for all seasons. All seasons. Not only should he be man for this year, but a man for many years to come.
Okay.
He is the last of the great, what they used to call, white hunters in Kenya.
I see.
And a licensed parliamentarian. He did serve his apprenticeship in a barbershop on Bergen Street in downtown Brooklyn.
Oh boy.
In the late 60s.
He also
is a coin collector.
All right.
All right,
very good. We lost you there. I'm sorry. Mike, you get the last word here. Mike, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate the anonymous videographer who caught Romney on tape and discovering that, according to Romney, the rest of us were nothing more than the 47% of us were beggars.
And I think it had great ramifications not only for the Republican Party and the election, but it extends to every videographer everywhere who's taking pictures of the news.
Huh. Well, and you know, you're not the first. In fact, you're probably the fifth to mention the 47%. So, Mike, you're the last one today. Thanks to everybody who called in. My word, that was a fast-paced hour. And Bruce Herbach, our call screener, you're ready for a nap now, huh, Bruce? Yeah. Zach Malloy, he wants to arm wrestle me, and we're not doing that today, but we might do it on the show in the future. Support comes from A.D. George Construction. For over 25 years, serving the Pioneer Valley's residential construction needs, remodeling, additions, and more. From design to completion, 413-256-6752. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. And Wiawaka, Lake George, New York, an enrichment and revitalization historic lakefront retreat created by and for women since 1903, wiawaka.org for events. Thanks once again to Zach Malloy, Bruce Harbach, our producer, Patrick Donges. I'm Ray Graff in for Alan Shartok. Whew, I'm ready for a rest myself. Good show, people. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned for a news update.